It is. Oh, man, this is bad. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, no, I'm not bad. The Golden State Warriors, they're bad. I'll give you the score in a second. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I'm happy to be here with you. I'll be hanging out for one more hour. I get started here every weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. How can you listen? Easy on the free Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Just search the Infinity Sports Network. Just search the JR Sport Brief Show. You can listen live on your local affiliate. Now, I don't know where you live. You can Google that too. You know where you live, I hope. You can tune in on SiriusXM 375. If you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a busy show. Thank you so much to Christian Winfield for coming through to talk about the New York Knicks and their 2-0 series lead against the Boston Celtics. Right now, this minute, this second, we got a basketball game going on in Minneapolis, Minnesota, right downtown. And the Timberwolves, well, they are smacking around the Golden State Warriors. 25-7. It's about 2.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. This is ugly, okay? Draymond Green, 0 points. Jimmy Butler has 5 of the 7 points. Jonathan Kuminga has the other two. So I think you might be able to figure this out. Buddy Hield, 0 points. Podziemski, 0 points. Quentin Post, 0 points. Kevon Looney played, 0 points. Moses Moody, 0 points. Yeah, everybody has 0 points. Yeah, this is not good. Hey, shout-outs to our producer in New York holding it down, Ryan Botcher. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, minding my business, hanging out here in the studio, watching basketball, having fun, and just all of the things. Botcher, am I a bad guy if I just hope that this is a blowout so I don't got to watch the end?
No.
Okay.
I don't think anyone has expectations of the Warriors winning without Curry anyway.
Well, the game or the series?
The series, the championship.
Oh, yeah, we can throw that out.
Yeah, way out.
Yeah, you're correct about that. Hey, Steph Curry actually spoke to the media earlier today before the game. He gave an update on his condition. Are we going to see Steph Curry the rest of this series? Here's Steph Curry with a timetable. Not a timetable. Listen to this.
And from all that I'm learning about how quickly you can get back, there has to be a healing process that you is just the way the body works. You can't accelerate it more than what it's telling you. So it'll be one of those after a week, like really reevaluating every day to kind of understand when it's safe just to even think about playing, let alone like how much can you push it.
Okay. That means we ain't going to see this guy. And if we do see him again, he's going to be compromised. And if Steph Curry is compromised, then why even bring him back? The series might already be over by the time he's ready to go as Anthony Edwards flies in for a slam dunk. At least Golden State has more than 7 points. They've now graduated to 12. Hey, they'll put some points up on the board. Is it going to be enough to stop Minnesota? I think the hell not. And Minnesota, just get this series over with so we can keep things moving. And speaking of series moving along, I guess you got injuries. The Cleveland Cavaliers certainly got a few of them. Last game, no Mobley. There was no Garland. There was no Hunter. And they were able to go up or go down 2-0 to the Indiana Pacers. And some good news for Tyrese Halliburton today. I don't know if I want to call this some of the biggest news of the day, but Tyrese Halliburton, he was not fined for his big cojones celebration. Tyrese Halliburton said he was willing to pay the fine, but the NBA said, we won't fine you. Don't worry about it.
I've been waiting for that. I've been waiting for that, man. It was just right in the moment. It was right in the moment. Yeah, man, I've been waiting for that. I'll take that fine gladly.
Yeah, NBA didn't fine him. He gets to keep some of that money that's coming his way. His contract has to be in the $200+ million range. So I think he'll be okay to not lose $15K. And speaking of money, this is crazy. I'm trying to understand this. The news flash came off the screen here in the studio, and it said Manny Pacquiao is coming back to fight. Yeah, he's 46 years old. He's going to be in action in July against Mario Barrios. Manny Pacquiao hasn't fought in 4 years. How the hell could he not go out there and be a pinata? Like, we've seen this before. Old veteran fighter, typically a heavyweight. You know, somebody bigger. I mean, even Bernard Hopkins, they call this guy an alien. He was still a bigger dude. To have a welterweight go out there and fight against a younger guy, I want to say Mario Barrios isn't older than 27. Let's see how much I know about what the hell I'm doing. He's 29 years old. Yeah, I'm close. He'll be 30, actually. Looks like next week. Good for him. We got a... Bacha, how the hell does a... Well, I know the answer. How the heck does a boxing commission allow a 30-year-old to fight a 46-year-old who hasn't fought in 4 years?
They give, I don't know, 15%, 20% to the boxing commission?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Because God knows we don't need this. I mean, I assume Manny Pacquiao is going to pass a fitness test, a fitness examination, unless, you know, those guys are paid off too, which a lot of them are, quite frankly. Damn, wow. Now that I think about it, Manny Pacquiao is just as old as Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce can't go back in time and play his sport. Paul Pierce had quite a day. He decided to walk to work today. Well, he made a bet. He actually lived up to it. Paul Pierce said that if the Boston Celtics lost game two, that he would walk to work today in Los Angeles to the Fox Sports studio. And so from his house to the studio is a 20-minute walk. It would take him more than 8 hours. Paul Pierce actually did it. At least he's in shape. He walked. Nobody punched him in the head. That's a possibility walking in L.A. Apparently, he made it to the studio, and he decided to document his trip. Paul Pierce left his house at the crack of dawn, and he said he's living up to his word to walk in his bathrobe all the way to the studio. Listen to this.
This is crazy, dog. I can't believe this. C's got me out here like this, bro. I'm sweating. So I'm about like 4 miles in right now. So I think I got like another 16 miles. I've been going for about an hour and a half right now. So, all right, I keep going, baby. I'm a man of my word, though. All right, I'll holler at y'all.
Wow. And how many videos did he make? 10, 15 videos on the way?
I think he posted a ton of stories, and then on top of that, he had live streams too. So a little bit of like everything.
How does a 6'7" man walk down the street in a, well, I guess this is Los Angeles. Like every 5 minutes, every 3 minutes, somebody must have shouted at him, "Hey, Paul Pierce," right? How do you walk down the street and nobody know who you are?
Disguise. It's the robe. They think you're just a random man.
Just a random, this is the most L.A. thing ever, huh?
6'7" man in a robe walking supposedly barefoot. Yeah, it's not surprising.
Yeah, it sounds very L.A. Apparently because it's a surprise. And, you know, Kevin Garnett just happened to be driving by. I don't know, maybe he's going to the beach. Kevin Garnett ended up seeing him outside. Listen to Paul Pierce when he saw who it was.
Okay, they got a ticket right there. I had to leave the studio. Tick, man. I'm out, Lord. I'm out.
What you doing?
I'm out. I'm halfway there.
Hey, man, you be careful out here, man.
All right, dog. Man, it's crazy.
Yeah, wear your seatbelt while you walk to work. That's something that Kevin Garnett would say. Very funny guy. Paul Pierce apparently did walk 20 miles. Good for him. That he looked like he was walking slow. No, is it just me?
He was walking pretty slow.
That's why I'm like, at some point in time, he had to get in an Uber. I don't know. The pace he was walking, it didn't seem like it was taking him 8 hours. Looked longer than that.
if it's like, okay, so 20 miles, right? What's a fast walking pace? Like 4 miles an hour?
I don't know.
Three? So it's like 5 hours. He got there in like 8. The guy's strolling, I guess.
All right. I wouldn't have the patience. I would start jogging. I would. Do a little speed walk. I ain't walking that long.
It's basically a marathon.
6 hours. 6 hours short, right?
Yeah, 20 miles to, was it 24 or 26 for a marathon? Yeah,
26.2, I think it is.
Yeah. So it's, he basically did a marathon.
Have you ever run a marathon?
Nope.
What's the longest you've walked?
I've walked 13 miles before.
You've walked, what is that, Manhattan?
No, I walked from Queens to Manhattan. That was about 13. And then I just did it one random day. Just walked 13 miles in general.
What'd you do? Walk over what bridge?
Williamsburg.
Oh, you walked over the Williamsburg?
Yeah.
So you went down from Queens through Brooklyn and went over the bridge?
Yep.
And then you just stopped in Manhattan and turned around?
It was for like a charity walk for the, we went to the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was right there. And then we came home by train. There was no way I was walking the 13 miles back.
You would have did a marathon right there.
Yeah, would have been tired though. It would have been like, I don't know, 7 o'clock at night. And we started like 8 in the morning, 10 in the morning.
Yeah, I've walked from World Trade Center. I want to say up to Yonkers. Did I do it? Yeah, I think I did. Yeah, I'm crazy. I'm nuts. I don't even know how many miles. I don't even know. This has got to be more than 13, 14, 15. Nuts. I will walk. I will run. At this point in life, if I'm really, really going somewhere, it will be out of necessity. Them days are over. I considered running marathons years ago, but I'm not doing that crap. You throw that out the window. No marathon for me. Like Paul Pierce, he ended up, I guess, really walking. Because by the time he got to the studio, they had some fun about it. And Paul Pierce, he entered into the studio in a wheelchair. Just the way he exited that playoff game.
There he is. The legs are shot.
I made it, y'all.
Oh, my God. Paul Pierce slash, and he's going to pop right out of this wheelchair.
That's right.
There you go.
There you go.
Let's give it up for Paul Pierce, a man of his word.
Oh, man, I'm exhausted.
Like the little Larry David music there. Nice little touch. Yeah. Next time, don't make a bet. A lot of attention for Paul Pierce, though. So I guess he got what he wanted out of it. And he'll sleep well tonight. He'll have a good night's sleep. Good for Paul Pierce. Anyway, speaking of good, I don't know. Maybe the Golden State Warriors are, maybe they're not all that done yet. Timberwolves still lead 31-17. About 3 minutes have gone by here in the second quarter. It's still nothing spectacular for them. Anthony Edwards with 7 points. Julius Randle with 7. Jaden McDaniels with 5. Rudy Gobert has 5 rebounds because Golden State been missing a crap ton of shots. And so we'll see what happens in this game. Still not expecting a victory for the Golden State Warriors. But you never know. Steve Kerr, he spoke earlier today before the game. And he said what only a coach could say, that you have to take this one day and one game at a time, especially with no Curry.
I think you literally just take it a game at a time, and we can't, you know, I know there's a break between 5 and 6, and everyone's saying, you know, that maybe those 3 days, we can't afford to think about that. I mean, Steph will be back when he's back. We just focus on tomorrow's game, and then we go from there.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, but good luck. They're done. I'm sorry. They're cooked. Bad stuff. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. And speaking of being cooked, oh, man, Jadeveon Clowney, is he cooked in the NFL? No. But he's cooked from the last team that he played for. And Rafael Devers of the Boston Red Sox, he's not cooked. This guy's getting paid for the next forever. Does he hate his employee? Does he hate the Red Sox? This guy will not concede or give in to anything that will help them. He feels like he's getting jerked around. Does he know this is sports? Does he know he's not owed anything besides that check? I'll tell you the latest on Rafael Devers on the other side of the break. I'll tell you what happened with Jadeveon Clowney. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Oh, man, there's so much going on. A lot of bad things in Boston. Well, for the Celtics right now, and Red Sox with their star, we'll get into it on the other side of the break. Anyway, the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Minnesota leads the Golden State Warriors right now 36-19. Draymond Green just called for a flagrant and a tech, hitting Naz Reid in the head, trying to clear out some space near the three-point line, elbowed him in the side of the head. It was a flagrant. I don't think it was anything that was just overly aggressive. I mean, by Draymond standards, these guys stepping on people, punching them in the head, punching them in the groin. I think this is normal, but this is one of those, hey, man, your reputation precedes you. And Naz Reid certainly sold it, but it was a flagrant. Draymond was not happy. They had to pull Draymond out of the game because he was this close to getting another tech. Steph Curry had to walk from the bench to the other side of the court to kind of talk to Draymond and get him to chill the hell out. Jerry Stackhouse tried to get him to chill the hell out. Ultimately, Steve Kerr tried to get him to chill out. His own teammates were trying to tell Draymond, chill out. And then Steve Kerr would just, like, go sit on the bench. They had to save him from himself. And I'm not a lip reader. Draymond wasn't a fan of the call. And he just said the call was a lot of bull crap. Repeatedly. And you know that's bull crap, says Draymond about 20 million times. So Draymond Green in full form. Hey, Batra, I was waiting on him to get tossed. Did you see the fans and the fans were calling the ref? Hey, give him another tech. Throw him out. He's cursing like a sailor.
I didn't see that. But at the same time, I'm not surprised. But I think the refs just kind of tune him out now that they don't care what he says. And he's gotten the reputation where just ignore him. He's going to keep yelling the entire time.
I'm not going to say it'd be fun. Wouldn't it be the most Draymond thing ever, though, if he did get tossed early in this game?
Honestly, for him, it's probably better. An extra day of rest.
Oh, man. Why not? Go back to Golden State. You feel good heading in.
Film a podcast.
Oh, that's right. Do they do that? He does that once a week with Baron Davis? Or?
I'm not sure. I think if I was him, I would stop during the playoffs. That's just me. On. I don't know if he does.
Remember in the last playoffs that they actually won. They won the finals. Remember he was ass in that postseason? And he was actually doing podcasts during the finals. I'm like, what world are we living in right now?
Draymond's world. That's what he does.
Could you imagine Derek Jeter doing podcasts at the end of a Yankees loss?
Oh, no, not all. The last podcast, I think, came out yesterday.
2 days ago. Who was he dissing? Was it not Rudy Gobert? No, it was Dylan Brooks.
Oh, I don't know. I see something about Popovich here. Oh. Him making three-pointers.
Wow. Whoa. So it must have been after game one. Wow.
They brought up an old clip. It says, he said, I know come playoff time, I'm going to have to score the basketball, he said. So then they pull a clip next to it.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So his PR people are really pulling back old clips.
Draymond Green, what a guy. I hope he gets ejected today. It had a little bit of spice to the series. Give us another story. Give us another story about how much Draymond Green basically has no self-control. I'm here for it all. Let him punch somebody in the head. Let him do it just so he can get the boot. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. And speaking of just people cursing people out, Draymond is certainly hard-headed. I think we got another hard-headed individual in the world of sports. This time we have to go to Boston because Rafael Devers, oh my goodness, what a world. This man is basically at the beginning of a 10-year, $313 million contract. This man has been a multiple-time all-star here for the Boston Red Sox. You might recall, they bring in Alex Bregman. They sign him to a 3-year deal. And he's a better defensive shortstop, or excuse me, third baseman. So they tell Rafael Devers, hey, man, we want to move you. And Rafael Devers just like, I get the new guy is here, but I don't want to move anywhere. And so he whines, complains. He ultimately sucks at the beginning of the season. Today, he actually did some help, actually did some work, hit a home run, drove in two runs. The Red Sox beat Texas 5-0. Now, the Red Sox normal first baseman, Tristan Casas, you might have saw last weekend, this guy blew out his knee, had to be wheeled and stretchered off of the field. And so naturally, you bring in Bregman, he's playing third base. Rafael Devers has been playing DH. And the first baseman, typically they stick you there because it's not the hot corner. All you got to do is stand there and try to receive the putouts. Rafael Devers, in a natural way, was asked, hey, dude, can you play first base? It would help us out. We'd get more production. We have you at first base. We'd still have Bregman at third. And, you know, we'd rotate the DH spot. Rafael Devers said, no. He said, they came to me and talked to me about it. He says, I know I'm a ball player. But at the same time, they can't expect me to play every single position out there. Come on. In spring training, they talked to me and basically told me to put away my glove. I wasn't going to play another position other than DH. Right now, I don't think it would be an appropriate decision by them to ask me to play another position. Come on. He talked about their president who played baseball, Craig Breslow, the former reliever for the Sox. He said he played ball. I would like to think that he knows that changing positions isn't easy. He was a pitcher. He said, they put me in this situation. They told me they didn't want me to play any other position. Wow. And this is the cherry on top. Now, they should do their jobs, essentially, and hit the market and look for another player. I'm not sure why they want me to be an in-between. Next thing you know, somebody in the outfield gets hurt and they want me to play the outfield. I know the kind of player that I am, and that is where I stand. He admitted and said, they told me that I'm a little hard-headed, but they already asked me to change positions once. This time, I don't think I can be as flexible. I don't feel they stay true to their word. They told me I was going to play this position, DH. Now they're going back on that. Oh, my God. Does Rafael Devers know how baseball works? Like, does he know that things change, that things are malleable? Like, hey, we want you to be a DH, but of course, man, this is sports. Things change. You were asked to play DH. They didn't ask you to play the outfield. Your big ass ain't playing in center. Come on. And what's so difficult? You play third base. Going to play first base, as far as I'm concerned, is going to be a little bit easier. You're not corralling the baseballs and trying to get them over to first. You're just going to be standing there stretching to get the ball. Rafael Devers is a jackass. The Boston Red Sox gave this guy a commitment of $313 million. And they told him all you have to do is hit. And now he's refusing to pick up a glove and go stand there at first base. Come on, man. And just over time, we've seen some first basemen that just stand there and mash the ball. Don't do nothing else. And some of these guys suck. They ended up being DHs or were DHs. The Jim Tomes of the world, the Jason Giambis of the world. These guys play first base. Rafael Devers is a jerk. How the Red Sox deal with this guy, I have no idea. And then if Bregman ever leaves, what are they going to, what's Devers going to, they just got to keep him at DH forever. And then he's going to get fat and unmotivated. And then he's going to complain. Congratulations to the Boston Red Sox. You played yourselves. Oh, yeah, by the way, unfortunately, Jadeveon Clowney got cut today by the Panthers. Here's some news for you. I feel like his biggest play was back when he was out South Carolina and blew the living hell out of that guy. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Damn, he's been around for 11 years already. Houston, Seattle, Tennessee, Cleveland, Baltimore, Carolina. Damn. Jadeveon Clowney, what's left? A lot, I guess. He's only 31. Dave is calling from Portland. I assume Oregon and not Maine. Dave, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR, love the show. I'm glad I finally got to speak with you. Hey, can I get some love for my Pacers? All I hear is everybody talking about the Celtics and the Timberwolves and the Warriors. Nobody says anything about the Pacers. And there was one, I think he was on ESPN. All he kept saying was the Pacers were going to get swept by Cleveland. He didn't think they had a chance. And here we are up 2-0. So I love your show. I just wanted to call in. Thanks. Thank
you so much, Dave, for calling from Portland. Oh, boy, here we go. Another injury? Sorry. He's like, nobody talks about the Pacers. Plenty of people talk about the Pacers. Meanwhile, he says that Anthony Edwards limps to the back. Come on now. What are we doing here? What is this? Botcher, did you see what happened? What was his problem?
Looked like an ankle sprain. I didn't see what happened, but I don't think it was the same ankle that LeBron rolled up on.
Okay. So we don't know if it's serious, nothing. He walked off. He didn't have help. He didn't have support. He was able to walk under his own power towards the back. This isn't God evening the odds. I mean, with a sprained ankle, he ain't going to be gone for a week. It's Golden State. I don't know. Maybe Golden State could get another game if Anthony Edwards ain't playing, right?
See, now Draymond is happy he didn't get ejected.
Right. Anthony Edwards will be back. You think he'll return? I think he will.
Second half, maybe. Depends how strong the medication they can give him.
Medicaid? You think they're going to shoot him up?
Maybe. Wrap it up. Numbing spray.
Yeah, wrap it up. Yeah, right. Oh, they're going to shoot him up. This stinks, man. All these injuries. Now, this is the time of the postseason where the injuries are kind of taking hold. We got the Cleveland Cavaliers dealing with injuries. Golden State Warriors got no Steph Curry. Anthony Edwards just walked off the court to the locker room with apparently a sprained ankle. Boston Celtics, they got injuries. Bruised pride. Am I missing anybody else hurt?
Halliburton's wrist is messed up.
Halliburton, the guy with the big...
Yeah, his left wrist is cooked.
His left wrist is cooked because he has big cojones?
I don't think that's correlated.
Okay, all right.
And then Brunson, he has a bunch of ankle sprains.
Oh, come on. We're talking about ankle sprains. I'm talking about guys who can't play.
Ankle sprains are serious. You have a lot of them.
How was the last time you sprained an ankle?
Long time ago, but when you do sprain your ankle, it hurts.
Yeah, I know. I've been there, but I'm not talking about no guys with no sprain. Everybody in the NBA running around on sprained ankles, okay?
I don't know. I feel like Jalen Brunson every other quarter rolls his ankle and is laying on the floor for a couple minutes.
Oh, he's slow. Tell him to be faster. Lose some weight too while he's at it. No, would that help?
I don't know. Maybe shoes. Maybe they need to wear high tops.
You know, I don't know this. What does he wear? Do you know?
I don't know. Maybe Anthony Edwards needs to stop wearing his own shoes.
The Adidas don't work for him?
He's got the Adidas, I think, low versions of his own shoes, and it's not helping him.
Every basketball player wears low cut now. I mean, whatever. I don't get it. I thought mids were where it was for basketball, but everybody's wearing lows. I feel like since Kobe came out with his whatever the heck they were called, Kobe's, everybody just went to low. Kevin Durant's shoes are low. Kyrie, when he was on Nike before he started saying crazy stuff, Kyrie was wearing lows. You just talked about Anthony Edwards wearing lows. I don't know. I thought mid-cut was good for your ankles and good for ankle protection.
I don't know. What were the Starberries? Were those low? Were those mid? Were those high? What are those?
Those Starberries were mid. You had Starberries?
I didn't have them. No. I hear they're coming back, though.
Oh.
Should get myself a pair.
Where do you get them? You got to call him up specifically? You got to call Stephon Marbury?
Well, it shouldn't be too hard to find him, no.
Starberries?
I think he's bringing him back. I don't think you can get the original. Okay. I mean, that you might have to hit eBay for that. Might be a little busted, but I don't know. Okay. I think he's supposed to bring back the Starberry.
I can buy Shaq shoes. Can I buy Shaq? Kmart or Walmart, right?
Kmart still exists?
Oh, boy. I said Kmart.
What year is this?
Oh, my God. I said Kmart. Did they close all of them down, or there's like one left in America?
I don't know. I don't know if there's still one left as like a Blockbuster, but I'm sure there's still plenty of, you know, enormous spaces where you're like, what was here? It's got to be a Kmart that was here. All barren, messed up.
Oh, my God. Come on, man. There has to be one Kmart left in America. Is Sears still exist? Sears is going to?
Ooh.
I think it's almost gone.
Softer side of Sears? Is that still there? I don't know. I don't know.
Wow. Kmart is gone. Sears is the Sizzler. There's a couple of Sizzlers.
I think there's still a few Sizzlers. I feel like I've seen one somewhat recently.
Hey, man. Kmart. There's a Kmart down in Miami, Florida. How about that?
Damn.
What a shock.
There's only eight Sears. There's only eight Sears in America.
Eight Sears left in America?
Mm-hmm.
This makes me want to move. This is not America anymore. It's not America. There's no Sears. There's no Kmart. There's no Sizzler.
And everybody's wearing low-top shoes. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, low-top shoes. We got one Blockbuster. Where is it? Like Oregon or something like that? Vegas?
Yeah, is it still there? I feel like Oregon was holding on like to their fingernails, but I don't know if that thing's still there.
What a disaster. Does Payless still exist? Payless Shoe Source? They still
exist?
Damn,
Payless. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
That was definitely there because I definitely caught some heat back in the day when I had the Pro Wings. It's tough to walk around with Pro Wings when you're a kid, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Payless, I know.
Yeah.
Well, we got Payless. We got here in Georgia. Permanently closed. Okay. All right. Okay, I guess not.
Damn, it's not enough to say closed. Permanently closed.
Yeah, Google lets you know. And they're all within like miles with one, two, three, four.
I like that. No five, chance in six, hell this thing seven, comes back. Eight, not only nine, is it closed, ten. It is permanently closed.
Yeah, they're about 12 Payless the stores in the Atlanta metro area. Maybe 12 to 15. It all says permanently closed.
That's angry, man.
This is sad. Did Toys R Us open back up?
I think they were supposed to get a couple. I don't know. Right? You know if
there's one in the American Dream Mall in Jersey.
Oh, my
They're just
God.
Very, very...
Get out. There is?
There is.
Hey, I can hit that.
I thought they were supposed to have a small presence in Macy's, and Macy's is closing down, too. Come on.
I was going to say, we still got Macy's now? I mean, geez. They didn't go out with Sears?
I'm scared, man. This is scary. What are we going to do with all these malls? What are we going to do with these malls in America? Like, all this space. What are you going to turn them into apartments?
No, then nobody wants... people to actually be able to afford where they live, so that's not going to happen.
But they rip down the malls and they put people to live there.
Nah, they have gimmick stores.
I don't know.
There's escape rooms you can make.
Escape rooms?
Aren't we just going to have a bunch of Starbucks and a bunch of weed stores? Like, isn't that basically what America's become?
This is scary stuff. I'm more scared of this than the robots that drive the cars by themselves, man. Like, I can't go. I hate shopping. I hate it. But these stores aren't closing because of people like me. It's just people are just buying stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
Like the mall. Remember the mall? The mall used to be cool, Marco.
Yeah. That used to be a destination.
Yes. The mall on the weekend. You go to the movie. You find some girls. You know, you find something to eat. You go on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Hang
mm-hmm.
out with your friends.
Mm-hmm. 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 Do kids even do that anymore?
No.
Do
what
they
are
go
they
to
doing?
Food courts? I don't even know.
Oh, man, the food, the samples, the chicken from the Chinese restaurant.
Oh, but I mean, like, that's where you spent half the day there. You wind up at the food court. Like I said, you bounce all over the place. You don't actually really buy anything. You don't have any money.
My God.
And there's sightseeing, you know?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's where you need to go. That's where you need to be.
Yeah, yeah. If you're young, you're looking. If you're old, you're looking, too, you know?
I don't know, man. I don't know where kids are supposed to go. I've been saying that for a long time. Like, I get, I'm almost glad I'm old. I had to go into a, what was it, a Target?
Library.
No, forget the library, man. Come on, that's not, we're not there. They are there.
Dewey Decimal System. I remember that.
Yeah, everything's on the card. I went into a Target. There were like four teenagers sitting in empty shelves on their phones, hanging out. It was like 10 o'clock at night because I had to go pick something up, of course, because I was late to pick up something for like the kids or something.
They're going to rob the place, huh?
That was their hangout.
Oh, crap. Okay.
They're not even outside like at a 7-Eleven, getting coffee by the mall.
Asking for booze.
They're sitting in the back of an empty, area for Target. What the hell have we come to? Like, this is where 17-year-olds got to go?
That's the life.
Oh.
No, it's sitting on the free patios and stuff they have in Target?
Inside. It was on the shelves.
Mall, like, in the back?
In the back where there's, like, three or four shelves that are just empty that they put up the shelf, but they haven't actually put any product on it. The bottom shelf, there were four, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids on their phones, not talking to each other, sitting on the shelves.
All we have to do is destroy the phones. And maybe everybody will go back outside and have fun. This is scary. Man. I'm going to move to a country. Oh, yeah, I'm going to leave. I'm going to get emails now. Then leave, JR. Leave America. Good.
They got Kmart there?
Well, I'm going to find some place where people actually talk to each other and go outside and interact. Let me tell you, every chance and opportunity I get outside to socialize, like street fairs, festivals, farmers markets, I do it. Because these things are, maybe some of these things are replacements. I don't know how prevalent they were, 20 and 30 years ago. But I don't know. I'm looking for social interaction. I'm not trying to dumb it down by just hanging out online all the time. It's just...
I got to tell you, I'm sad about all this for all of us. But at the same time, I hate everyone. So I can't really see myself interacting. So I'm kind of caught in between here. I'm in a very difficult spot.
I see you. I have a good conversations when I see you in person.
Yeah, I like you.
Yeah. The feeling is mutual.
Yeah.
Other people I don't like, too.
Yeah, I get it.
Anyway, screw everybody. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we'll talk about a few things that happened this day in sports history. Right now, newsflash, he hates everybody. Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, it's the end of the show. You know what that means? It's time to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
May 8th, 1967, Muhammad Ali, he was indicted for draft dodging. You might recall he had his license suspended and he told everybody why he didn't plan on going and participating in the war.
I'm saying you're talking about me about some draft and all of you white boys are breaking your neck to get to Switzerland and Canada and London. I'm not going to help nobody get something my don't have. If I'm going to die, I'll die now right here fighting you. If I'm gonna die, you my enemy. My enemy is the white people, not Viet Cong or Chinese or Japanese. You my opposer when I want freedom. You my opposer when I want justice. You my opposer when I want equality. You won't even stand up for me in America for my religious beliefs, and you want me to go somewhere and fight, but you won't even stand up for me here at home.
Yeah, it took years for Muhammad Ali to be lauded and recognized for standing up in what he believed in. May 8th, 1970, the New York Knicks beat the Lakers Game 7. You got Willis Reed walking out the tunnel, but Walt Clyde Frazier said, I got 36 points, 7 rebounds, and 19 assists for you. Listen to this from the NBA.
Top of the key, loses to Frazier, racing ahead of the field. Frazier made the steal. Frazier out of the backcourt, and Walt looking very cool. Running one-hander, it's good. Stolen by Frazier. Down the lane with the photo, but it's good. West across the midcourt, loses to Frazier. Ahead of the field, down the line, layup is good. The New York Knickerbockers have won the 1969-70 World Championship of Basketball.
Yeah, Walt Clyde Frazier, living legend. May 8th, 2001, Randy Johnson. He becomes the third guy in Major League Baseball history. Kerry Wood did it. Roger Clemens did it. He struck out 20 people. Yeah, well, the D-backs, it took him 11 innings. It wasn't a complete game. Listen to Randy Johnson.
But none would be bigger than number 20 here tonight. 2-2 to Castro. Randy Johnson has tied the major league record for strikeouts in a 9-inning game. 20 for the big unit.
Yeah, that was courtesy of Major League Baseball. This isn't good news. Jadeveon Clowney, who was cut today by the Panthers, he has an anniversary. In 2014, he was drafted number one out of South Carolina by Houston. Listen to this.
With the first pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Jadeveon Clowney, defensive end, South Carolina.
Of course, I was from the NFL. What a day. He's like, hey, May 8th, I got drafted. May 8th, I got cut today by the Panthers. Okay. Hey, 2018, May 8th, James Paxton, a Canadian, threw a no-hitter in Canada versus the Blue Jays. He struck out 7. He walked 3. The Mariners won 5-0. Listen to this, courtesy of Root Sports.
Donaldson a couple of feet in the grave already. To Seager, the pick, the throw. Paxton has done it. It's a no-hitter. The left-hander from Ladish, British Columbia, has just no-hit the Blue Jays on his native soil.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, right? A Canadian crime in Toronto. Yeah, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. Hey, in recent history, we just had a great show. Thank you so much to Christian Winfield for coming through to talk to us about the New York Knicks. He covers the New York Knicks for the New York Daily News. And right now at halftime, our only NBA game of the night, the Minnesota Timberwolves lead the Golden State Warriors 56-39. Anthony Edwards had to exit the game due to some type of ankle injury. Okay. It's too many injuries. Steph Curry is already out. We don't need any more. A big shout out and thank you to Ryan Botcher. Amazing job. And thank you so much for listening. You missed a minute or a second. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's done. Please be safe. Be well. Be cool. Be amazing. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next.